Another community discussion is being held on Wednesday as part of Project 2020 in Battle Creek. It will be from 6:30 until 8 o'clock at the Burnham Brook Community Center in downtown Battle Creek. We have a couple of guests here to talk about that. Why don't you introduce yourselves, beginning with Amanda?
Hi, I'm Amanda Lankard. I'm the project manager for Project 2020.
And Laura?
Laura Addy here with the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. I'm the community engagement coordinator.
So what is Project 2020?
Project 2020 is a convening organization, and we're designed to facilitate connections between groups and individuals working to improve the Battle Creek area. So we've been holding forums, and we call them forums and leadership meetings, over the past several years to build public capital. And some of you may not know what public capital is, but it's the norms and structures, relationships and connections with other people in the community that are necessary to create change. We usually have a topic of concern to the community and ask the community to brainstorm ideas, maybe some concerns to help support it and accelerate success of that project or initiative or thing.
And Laura, what's the United Way's involvement in this?
Well, Project 2020 historically started focusing on public capital several years ago. The Harwin Institute tools were in place in little pockets throughout the Battle Creek area for about 10 years. And so what has happened is there's been a decision to concentrate and more intentionally put these tools more broadly throughout the community to use and to share some of the knowledge more intentionally that Amanda and Project 2020 has generated. So it's Project 2020 is one of the many foundation stones that have gotten us to the Beacon Community stage, and that's the connection for us here.
So if people show up for this forum on Wednesday, what are some of the things that they might have the chance to discuss, weigh in on, give opinions about?
Well, we are going to listen to the community. We want to know some of their aspirations, what kind of community they want. We want to know what concerns they have about the community. How do they affect them personally, and who they trust to get things done, and their ideas for actions that can be taken to change, positively change, the community that they want to see.
What happens with this input that people provide? What's the end product that you're headed towards?
That's a great question. That's where the role that was created as community engagement coordinator comes in. One of the tasks is to make sure this public knowledge is what this is called. This is input directly from someone from more of a resident perspective. What is their daily life? So taking things, we have engaged professionals in conversations such as this, but what does your life look like in reference to your family, to your children in school, to the economy and things like that? So this information, an example thus far, we've had conversations with students at Calhoun Community High School. That information has been collected that is being used by the director to help make some decisions. Maybe it be that the students get to wear headphones again to focus better when they're doing book work. It will also be used for the board to go into their planning sessions in the summer going into the new school year. And that information will also be able to inform funding sources. But the big picture for the community is it helps us look at issues that we have in education and what we need to do as a community to be more supportive of our children and their lives, how they're affected, whether it be nutrition at home, violence or drugs in the neighborhood, what their experiences are in school, if they're getting what they need there, and then what we do afterwards, let's say, to support employment skills. So it's applicable from an individual, an organization, and a community level, but this information is intended to be made available to our community as a whole.
You mentioned education. Do other issues play into this as well, or are there other issues that are part of the forums, are part of the discussion, and part of the ultimate goal?
This forum on in June is a broad conversation to really drill down and identify what those issues are. So if education is an issue or if healthcare is an issue, sometimes we can drill down to what exactly within education is the issue, but it may require us having subsequent conversations on where exactly that issue lies, what can be done, what actions can be taken on that. And really the beauty of these conversations is that we really take that resident, that community voice, and make sure that decisions are being made in the community, taking into account those voices.
Is part of this agenda setting, prioritizing, figuring out what perhaps are the most pressing needs of the community and the things that people would want addressed first if they could?
You asked the question previously, and I don't know that I made the point clear enough when you said what's the overall goal. And specific to the Beacon community effort, the goal in this next month or so is through these conversations that we're having, not just through Project 2020, but through some other community partners, is to bring those all together, look at what are some common themes that are coming up, and then seeing what is an issue that stands out as one that is most important for the community as a whole, so that we can move forward and wrap our available resources around that issue, whether it be education or public safety or providing more employment opportunities. The key to this is that this is a community-driven effort, and so it is really determined by the community. So it's going to be up to what the people that live, work, and play here say means the most to them and what is most urgent to change.
So if you identify one issue, do you then say, okay, that's what we work on for the next year, 18 months, 2 years, because there's never just one issue. And I guess I'm wondering if there's one you focus on for a while and then perhaps you find the next one and try to work on that one as well?
What we've learned is that even though we identify an issue, that one issue most likely runs through everything, all of the other issues. So education impacts healthcare, it impacts transportation or access to transportation. I mean, whatever that one issue is, chances are it's going to impact many other things in the community. So I don't want to get stuck on an issue because it's a multi-pronged approach.
And to clarify that, that's a great question because we certainly don't want the perception to be that everybody stop what you've been doing for however long you've been doing it. We are now going to, you know, save this particular population or fix this particular issue for 2 years and then we're going to stop, because our community has seen a lot of that and has some healthy skepticism. So the main goal, aside from a particular issue, to demonstrate how we better work together, which is part of the goal of the Beacon community, is that we'll create a culture that embraces learning and public knowledge to inform decisions. And the public knowledge, there's a separation between public knowledge and expert knowledge, and the public knowledge is what comes from the people, how they describe their daily life, what they see on the street that they live in, what they experience when they drive their kids to school or when they go to the Department of Human Services, those types of challenges that are different that we see when we're experts, meaning that, you know, we're professionals in that field, maybe delivering services. Knowing that both are valuable, but a lot of times we see some decisions with good intention being made that aren't informed with people who are utilizing services, so there's some inefficiencies there.
And when you say a multi-pronged approach, does that mean that several units of government, the business community, nonprofits, the religious community, that they're all going to be involved in some way in trying to find some of the solutions to these problems?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. As part of the Beacon Community Initiative, we have several entities that are trying to drive change on this, and that's Kellogg Community College, the Battle Creek Area Chamber of Commerce, the City of Battle Creek, BC Pulse, of course, the United Way, and Project 2020, and the many other organizations that are going to be essential in helping to drive the change in the community. We know that we alone are not going to change it, and it's going to require many, many other people to, it's essentially a culture change.
If someone has been to one of the previous forums, would they find something different at this one that might be, you know, still worth their time to show up?
Absolutely. Our forums in the past have been focused on a specific issue. So in the past, we focused on the Battle Creek Downtown Transformation Initiative, the Battle Creek Educators Task Force, things related to health disparities. This one gives people an opportunity to speak for the entire program, for the entire forum. We want to hear voices, we want to hear opinions, we want to hear thoughts, concerns, you name it. And it's solely their opportunity as a community to come forward and say, this is what we want.
And where do we go from here? What's next after this forum coming up this week?
After this forum, the notes will be typed up and distributed amongst the core teams that Amanda had listed. They're also available to the general public to review and inform any decisions that information may be valuable to. But we are also working towards, we have a meeting on July 11th where we will be incorporating the information gleaned from those conversations that Project 2020 is having, along with the others that we already have access to and that are taking place within the next few weeks. And we'll be looking to see if a community issue doesn't show up there. So we're looking to establish an issue that the community is ready to champion no later than mid-August.